In graphic detail and from many sources, evidence is mounting of chilling human rights violations taking place in Mosul at the hands of ISIL. Among the most shocking allegations is information that just this week, ISIL deployed teenagers wearing explosive belts in the alleyways of the city's old town. These youngsters are called Sons of the Caliphate by the extremists. On Wednesday, ISIL also posted a video showing four 10 to 14-year-olds shooting to death four people for spying. The footage shows the victims falling into the river nearby. Here's Ravina Shamdasani from the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR.
This particular incident that I refer to, ISIL posted a video, which our office in Iraq was able to verify, showing these four children carrying out the executions. The video defines the children as originally from Uzbekistan, one of them from Uzbekistan, one from Russia, and two from Iraq.
Speaking in Geneva, Ms. Shamdasani said the extensive information gathered by the UN from within Mosul City came from many sources, including from people who risked being executed for using their mobile phone. Another source was an Iraqi security force soldier who survived a mass killing.
I'll give you one example of this one individual who was among a batch of about 50 former ISF soldiers who were being killed. He pretended to be dead and he escaped, and we spoke to him. So that's one example of the way that we're getting information.
As the Iraqi military offensive continues to retake Mosul, the UN Human Rights Office believes that ISIL is still carrying out death sentences handed down by its self-appointed courts. On Tuesday, 40 civilians were said to have been shot and killed, accused of treason and collaboration with government forces. Their bodies were reportedly hung on electrical poles around Mosul City. There have also been reports that ISIL has been taking abducted women into Mosul City and into Tal Afar to the west to be distributed to fighters. The UN Human Rights Office also says it has more details of the continued forced displacement of civilians into the ISIL-held city. To date, UN figures indicate that some 48,000 people have now been displaced. Just as worrying is the apparent targeting of a chemicals factory in the Shura sub-district of Mosul and moves to stockpile deadly toxins in heavily built-up areas. The UN Human Rights Office's Ravina Shamdasani again.
Now, the factory was set on fire and it was shelled by ISIL. And we already have reports of people who have died from as a result of the fumes that came out of this factory. We also understand that they are stockpiling in Mosul, that they are stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur, and that these chemicals are being placed in the same locations as civilians. So this is giving rise to concern that the intention is to use these chemicals as chemical weapons against civilians.
Given the scale of the reported atrocities, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, has called for justice for the victims to limit the opportunity for revenge attacks and for community strife. Zayed also urged immediate action from the Iraqi government to promote community reconciliation and help for people to rebuild their lives with medical and psychosocial services, along with housing, education, and other financial assistance. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.